A former U.S. police officer who was sacked after refusing to shoot an armed suspect is now suing his former employer. Stephen Mader from West Virginia says his old department wanted to, quote, destroy his reputation. Here's how he describes the incident that led to his dismissal.
I see a black man standing outside of his car, and I tell him, I said, well, we got to call it about a domestic guy here. You want to tell me what's going on? And he says, no, man, I don't want to talk. There's nothing going on. You can leave. As I'm running the trunk of his car, I see he's got his hands behind his back. So I ask him, I said, show me your hands. And he's backing away from me, and he says, no, man, I can't do that. And I see a silver pistol in his right hand. So I draw my weapon, and I tell him, you know, drop the gun. He says, no, man, I don't want to do that. Just shoot me. In my mind, I'm thinking, why is this happening this way? And then once he says, you know, just shoot me, it's kind of like a click in your head, like he's being suicidal. It was a matter of seconds between me initially coming into contact with him to when the other officers had arrived. The other officers get out of their vehicles, their weapons are drawn, and they're yelling, put down the gun. And then within seconds, as he's waving the weapon, one officer ended up firing 4 shots, and the last one hit the man in the head. Someone calls the police at their worst time. You don't want to go in there giving them the mindset that the police aren't here to help. You want to give them the mindset that they're there to solve the problem and help you in any way you need.
And while Mader was reluctant to shoot, one of his colleagues did, ultimately killing the 23-year-old male suspect. Now, later it emerged the man's gun was not loaded. After that incident, the local police department filed a case against Mader for failing to act and for placing others in danger. The department said Mader's was fired for not meeting its standards and struggling to think clearly during a critical incident. Mader's had previously served in the Marine Corps for 4 years, including time in Afghanistan. And we spoke to one of the attorneys in the case.
Anybody who looks at the facts of this case, anybody who considers what public policy in the state of West Virginia and across the country should be, is going to look at this and say, there's absolutely no way that the public policy of the state of West Virginia can be that a police force can fire an officer for not killing. What message does it send to police officers across the country? I think the message is, shoot to kill if you have any opportunity to do so. But what's amazing in this situation is Officer Mader had made a reasonable and an objectively correct determination that R.J. Williams was not a threat to anybody else. Once a police officer makes that determination, under the United States Constitution, they're not allowed to shoot a target. When the Weirton Police Department fired him for not shooting and killing R.J. Williams, the Weirton Police Department essentially fired Officer Mader for honoring R.J. Williams' constitutional right not to be shot.